Today's shir is Masechta Beya Daf Yud Ches, and we'll begin on Daf Yud Zayin on a Beis at the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Chal Yosach HaShabbos, if Yontiv is on Sunday, Beshamayim Remepilim Asakol Mufnei HaShabbos, Beshamayim says that whatever we need to have toivled before Yontiv, we have to do it by Friday evening. Otherwise it's too late, we can't be toivled them on Shabbos. Beshamayim Kelim Mufnei HaShabbos, they agree that kelim have to be done before Shabbos, for adam b'Shabbos. But a person, according to Beis Hillel, could go to the mikvah on Shabbos. So there are two approaches in the Rishonim in understanding what is the point of this Mishnah. Some Rishonim, this is the way it seems Rashi learns, the point of the Mishnah is that Beis Hillel is teaching us that under certain circumstances we may go to the mikvah or use the mikvah on Shabbos, and Beis Shammai holds that we may not. Other Rishonim take the approach, the problem with Rashi's approach, let's say it this way. The Tzlach asks that according to Rashi's approach, so why does the Mishnah have to couch itself in terms that Yontif came out on Sunday? The Mishnah should have just said, when may you, for what may you go to the mikvah on Shabbos? So that's why other Rishonim learn, we know the Halach is, Chayiv Odom Latar Atzmoy Lefnei HaRegel. Before Yontif, a person has to make sure that he and all his Kalim are Tohor. And therefore, Beis Hillel is teaching us, according to those Rishonim, that under these circumstances, at least people, if they weren't able to remitad themselves before Shabbos, and Shabbos is Erev Yontif, go to the mikvah on Shabbos. And Beis Shammai holds that that's not an exception, and they may not go to the mikvah even under those circumstances. The Tzlach explains, why doesn't Rashi learn that way? It seems to be pshat. So it really goes back to Machloikis, Gemara says in Masechta Chagiga. We know that Yontif, Sukkot and Pesach is 7 days, and even Shavuos, which is a one-day Yontif in Eretz Yisrael, they have Tashlumim for the next 6 days. The Gemara has a Machloikis. Let's say somebody was not able to bring the carbon on the first day. What will be the halacha? Does he still have the opportunity to do Tashlumim? Or is Tashlumim only given to somebody who could have brought the carbon the first day, and for whatever reason he didn't? Rashi is going to learn like the Amoraim, that hold, if you can't bring it on the first day, there is no more opportunity. So since there's no more opportunity, that's why Chayv Adam L'Tar Atzmei Lefnei HaRegel. Other Rishonim will learn, no, I could be Matar myself on Yontif. I couldn't bring the carbon the first day, I'll bring it on the next days. V'shoven, but everybody agrees, Shemashikim Es HaMayim B'Klei Evin L'Tahara. We're used to understanding that how do we affect Tahara? By immersing in a mikvah. But there's another way of affecting Tahara. And that's called Hashaka. What are the mechanics of Hashaka? The way it works with Hashaka is it's used by a liquid. If water becomes Tameh, so water can become tar by putting it into a mikvah. So the easiest way is mixing your Tameh water with the tar water. But let's say the mikvah is not a clean mikvah. So how do you make that water that Tameh water tar without getting it, so to speak, affected by the non-clean mikvah? We do what's Hashaka. We make sure that it just touches ever so slightly, and it's tahor. There's a lot of conversation in the Mefarshim. What is the difference between tefillah and Hashaka? Tefillah, we know what tefillah means. You immerse yourself in the mikvah, and that's how you become tahor. Hashaka, the Mefarshim explain, works as similar to Zriya. We know when we plant something in the ground, it deteriorates and starts from scratch. By connecting the water with the water in the mikveh, it, so to speak, starts from scratch, and its tumah status falls off. So here explains the Mishnah that although Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel disagreed, Hashaka, if you put the tumah water in a kli evin, and a kli evin is something that's not makabel tumah, then the halacha is that that can be done on Yontif. There's an interesting question that Chroinim ask. The Mishnah in Masechta Mikvah says, the Beis Shammai says that Hashaka cannot be done when you have good water, clean water, and dirty water. So they ask, obviously here we're dealing, Rashi says it explicitly, with dirty water. Because if it wasn't dirty water in the mikveh, I could just put in the tameh water and mix it together. So according to Beis Shammai, Hashaka can't work under those circumstances. So what's the Mishnah saying? Do Hashaka. So the Achronim say a number of terutzim. One terutz is that the water here is not that dirty. It's meluchim, Rashi says. It's salty, but it's not dirty. There, Beis Shammai would agree ashoka is acceptable. Another teretz says, when does Beis Shammai say that you can't do ashoka? And why does Beis Shammai say you can't do ashoka? Because we're concerned that the person doesn't want his clean water to get dirty or to get undrinkable. So he connects it to the mikveh, but he's concerned that since it's dirty water with clean water, he's not going to do it ashoka. He's going to try to do it not to get his clean water dirty. Says Seir Achroinim. Here, we're dealing with water that's not going to be drunk. We're drinking water that's going to be used for Nisach HaMayim. For Nisach HaMayim, it doesn't bother me if the water gets dirty. I'm not drinking that water anyway. There, Beis Shammai will agree that a shaka may be done between clean water and non-clean water. Another pshat that I saw, that Avni Nezer says this pshat, is that if we're using a kli evin, a keli that's not mekabel toma, as our Mishnah discusses, there Beis Shammai will agree hashaka may be done even between clean water and non-clean water. Continues the Mishnah, avaloi matbilin. To take a tome keli and have in a water and do tvila with that keli and accomplish two goals, tvila and hashaka, that is unacceptable. Umabilim continues the Mishnah, Gav l'gav, mechabura l'chabura. This will explain in Mitzvah Shem on Daf Yotes. Says the Gemara, the kul alma miyis kli b'Shabbos loy. Everybody agrees that to do tefillah on Shabbos of a keli is unacceptable. My tam, what's the reason? And it's very interesting. What's going to happen in the Gemara now is we're going to learn four different reasons the Gemara is going to give. First reason is Amar Rav Gzeri Shem Yitlena b'yodai v'yavirena arba amas p'shus rabim. We're concerned that the person is going to carry it. If he's in the rush to go to the mikveh, he may carry it. So Taisus makes a point, and this Taisus is found in a number of places in Shas. We have this gezeira of Shem Yavirena Dalam's Peshus Rabim not only here. We have the gezeira by Megillah, by Shofar, by Lulav. So Taisus asks, why is the Gemara always concerned about carrying it Dalam's Peshus Rabim? And why are we not concerned about carrying it out from Peshus HaYochet to Peshus Rabim? That's also Asur in Shabbos. Says Taisus, when a person comes to leave his house and he's carrying something, he knows, a Jew knows that he's not allowed to walk out of his house carrying something. But here, we're not walking out of the house. There's not my doorway to remind me, check my pockets, what's in there. And that's why there's more concern of Shem Yavirena Dalam's B'Shus Rabim, not M'Shus HaYochet B'Shus Rabim. Omle Abaya, says Abaya, Yesh Leibar B'Chatzeroy, Mayek L'Meimer. What are we going to say if somebody has a bar in his chotzer, was there in his own, a person has a mikveh in his basement. There we don't have to worry that he's going to carry. So according to that, why may we not go take something to the mikveh? Answers the Gemara, I'm like gzeira bar b'chatzeroi ota bar b'shus rabim. We make a gzeira that if you have a bar in your own chotzer and we're going to let you use that mikveh, you may come to use the mikveh in b'shus rabim. So the Shita Mekubetzes has a beautiful way of explaining this Gemara. He says, obviously, the Mishnah is discussing a person who has a bar in his basement. The Mishnah didn't have to tell us that a bar in Rosh Hashanah you're not allowed to use. That's carrying. Everybody knows you're not allowed to carry in Shabbos. So what was the Gemara's Havamina? Explains the Shita. Of course, the Mishnah is only discussing somebody has a bar in his own basement. But the Gemara is thinking, since by definition, our Mishnah is only discussing somebody who has a mikveh in his basement, so I would say that should be mutter. Tells us the Gemara that we said that somebody has a bar in his basement, we don't let him use it because he may come to carry to the mikveh that's in the Rosh Hashanah. The Mefarshim point out that we have this Gemara, like we said earlier, a number of places. Shema Yavirena Dal Amos Rosh Hashanah. So they say, the Gemara says, by Mila B'Shabbos, we're allowed to make a bris on Shabbos. Ask the Gemara why we're not concerned, Shema Yavirena Dal Amos Rosh Hashanah, that a person's going to carry the knife Dal Amos Rosh Hashanah. So the Gemara says, because a mila, who's going to carry the knife? Only the moil. No one else is carrying a knife. So if somebody sees a moil carrying a knife, we'll stop him. However, Megillah, Shofar, Lulav, everybody needs to take. So everybody's busy with their own mitzvah, they won't stop someone else. Say to Mefarshim, going back to what we said at the beginning of the shiur, Chayiv Odom L'Tara Atzmei B'Regel. So everybody's going to the mikveh Erev Yontif. We're talking about Sherev this Erev Yontif. Everybody's going to the mikveh, so there's not going to be one person to remind the other person, why are you carrying? So the Mefarshim asks another question. Here we're saying that Bar B'Chatzeroi, if you have a bar in your own home, perhaps you should be allowed to use the mikveh. So they ask by shofar, by lulav, the Gemara doesn't ask that question. That the Gemara says you're not allowed to take a shofar on Shabbos because you may go to a mumcha. So why doesn't the Gemara ask? And what happens if you have a mumcha in your house? You live in the same house as a mumcha. And that person will go to him, and therefore you should be allowed to blow the shofar on Shabbos. So Pnei Yeshua says a beautiful teretz. He says like this. A person who has a mikveh in his house is always going to use the mikveh in the house. If I have a mikveh in my basement, why would I want to go to another mikveh? If a person has a mumcha in his house, you know that just because you have a rabbi in your house doesn't mean you go to that rabbi. You may want to go to a different rabbi. That's why you can't compare shofar lulav to mikveh. Another teretz is, it's very similar. The shofar is blown in shul. The lulav is blown in shul. That's where it's taken in shul. That's why people may come to carry it. That's why the Gemara, of course, understands you can't carry the shofar, the lulav, under any circumstances. Being toivel or keli is something that's much more private. So the Gemara is asking, if you have your own mikveh, maybe you should be allowed to use that mikveh. Ask the Gemara, hotenuch Shabbos. So Shabbos, we have a concern, Shemi Avirena, Dal Adams Rishus Rabim. However, the Yontav Mayaklamema, Yontav, there's no problem carrying. So why should you not be allowed to take the shofar, the go to the mikveh on Yontav? Says the Gemara, go through Yontav to Shabbos. You're right. Al pi right, you should be allowed to go to the mikveh on Yontif. They made Xeru Yontif at the Shabbos. Ask Taisvis, it's Xeru L'Xeru. Carrying it on Shabbos is Xeru Shemi Avirenu. And now we're making Xeru Yontif at the Shabbos. So Taisvis says that Yontif and Shabbos are not considered two separate things. Yontif and Shabbos is the same, and therefore it's not Xeru L'Xeru. So the Tori Evan asks, so why don't we ask the same Kasha by Shofar, that we should make a gzeira yontif at the Shabbos, and not be allowed to take the shofar even on yontif, not be allowed to take the lulav even on yontif. So he says a very simple answer. If we're going to make a gzeira that we can't take the shofar even on yontif, so when are we going to have the shofar? Being matar or something, we can matar it any other day of the year. If we can't take a shofar when it's Shabbos Rosh Hashanah, and we can't take a shofar in Rosh Hashanah, so then the mitzvah will never be able to be done. The Chassam Sofer says a different teretz. He says, you can't compare being toivel akeli to blowing the shofar. Being toivel akeli is only machshirei mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah in itself. It only gives us the opportunity to have kelim that are tar. Shofar is the mitzvah itself. Lulav is the mitzvah itself. That's why by machshirei mitzvah, we make gzeira yontav at the Shabbos. By a mitzvah itself, we don't make gzeira yontav at the Shabbos. Ask the Gemara, mi gazrinin, do we make such a gzeira? But now we learned in our Mishnah, v'shovin shemeshikim esamayim b'kli evin. Our Mishnah said we could do this process of ashaka. We could do this process of ashaka. Avloy metbilin, to outright be toivel something we may not. Ask the Gemara, vim isa, if we're learning now that we're making gzeiras, why don't we make nigzar hashaka ot atfala, that if atfala is asr, then hashaka should be asr? Ask Taisus the obvious question. The Gemara is saying here that we should make a gzeira hashaka at hatfala. Hatfala is asr, so hashaka should be asr. The Gemara could have asked a simpler question. Hashaka should be asr, because I may come to carry it, dalar abbas, brishus arabim. So Taisus answers that when it comes to be toivel akeli, nobody wants to have a Talmudic Keli in his home. So he's very concerned, and in that great concern to be Mataris Keli, he may come to carrying it. Making Hashaka, there's always water available. It's not such a big deal. So a person is not so lohut, that's the terminology Taisus uses, and therefore Hashaka is permitted. Another Teretz that the Rashba says, beautiful Teretz. He says, the normal way of doing something is making tefillah. Or even if you're doing hashaka, we don't limit in what type of keli that you have to do hashaka. Our Mishnah is saying you have to do hashaka, and you have to strictly do the hashaka in the kli evin. That's the greatest reminder that you're not going to carry, and therefore the Mishnah doesn't have to ask hashaka. What is the question? Why don't we ask her hashaka because of atvola? Answers the Gemara. Then Isa, again, nigzar shaka atfala. The Tisbra, ask the Gemara, let's analyze what is the situation here. E islimayim yofim. If the person already has good clean water, Hani lamalu lavad ashaka. Why would somebody go through the process of ashaka if he has access to good, clean water that's tahar? El de lesli. It must be that we're dealing with a situation, as hard as it is to understand, that this is the only water the person has, and its problem is that it's not tahar. Says the Gemara, v'kivim de lesli mizez ahirbu. So the way most Rishonim explain this is that a person should not have any clean water besides this tamei water as a milsad la'shchicha. It's very uncommon. Milsad la'shchicha, legos rabban and chazal don't make seris by milsad la'shchicha. Eisvei asked the Gemara, it says in a braisa, madlin bedli tamei. Let's say somebody has a keli that's tamei. So the Mishnah gives us a way of being metaret. You have a well, and you need to get water out of the well. So what you'll do is you'll take this keli that's by the well, stick it into the well to fill it up with water, and by sticking it into the well, v'hu tohar. Asks Rashi and Taisus. Our Mishnah, we just learned, it says, avaloi matbilin. We're not allowed to be toivel a keli on Shabbos Yontif. And here the Braisa says you are. How do we reconcile the Mishnah and the Braisa? So Rashi and Taisus say, a very nice teretz. Our Mishnah is speaking about a person who has a keli at its home, that's tamei. And the question is, how could I carry it? So Mishnah says, you're not allowed to carry it for the various reasons we'll learn today. Here we're talking about a pitcher. The dli is a pitcher that's kept by the bear. That's how people would fill up their water. When someone sees me put the pitcher into the well, they don't think I'm being matar of the pitcher. I'm filling up. I need a pitcher full of water. Therefore, we cannot compare the situations. Madlin is mutter, and matbilin in the Mishnah is Osir. However, ask the Gemara, then Isa, if what we're saying is correct, why not nigzadimah oslet bula be'enei? Why not make exer that we may come to be toivelit without trying to get water off from the bear? Answers the Gemara, shani hasam, mitarsh lehutr la'el yedei deli. Since we only limit it, that how could he put this pitcher that's tamei into the well, only if it's with this pitcher, like we just explained, no other keli, zochahu, that serves as a reminder that he should not carry it where he may not carry it. Continues the Gemara, Eisvei, keli shenit me'erev yontif, a keli that becomes tamei erev yontif, ein metbilai sebe yontif. Such a keli, we should have been toivled before yontif, we have no right to be toivled on yontif. B'yontif, but it became tamei and yontif, the lochi is matbilin oisa b'yontif. We may be toivled on yontif. Ask the Gemara, v'im isa, if what we're learning is correct, then we make gzeira, why not nigzer the yontif otter the erev yontif? Why don't we say that a keli that becomes tamei and yontif should be prohibited from being toivled because we're not allowed to be toivled a keli that we needed that was tamei from erev yontif? Answers the Gemara, tamei b'yontif nusad l'shichihi. We know, as we said before, chayev odem otar atzmei beregel. On yontif, everybody's tahor. Something becoming tamei on yontif is a milsad l'shchicha. And as we said before, milsad l'shchicha legos b'rabbanan. Eisvei asked the Gemara, keli shenitma v'avatoma. If a keli becomes tamei with avatoma, the halacha is ein matbilin oisa b'yontif. We're not allowed to be toivled on yontif. B'vladatoma. But if it became tamei with a vladatoma, which only makes tuma for kachim, for truma, but not for chulin, matbilin oisa b'yontif. So here we're discussing, let's understand the Gemara clearly, we're discussing something that became tamei with a vlada tuma, even though it became tamei before yontif. Here the Mishnah, the Braisa is teaching us such a keli, since it has this weak level of tuma, we could be toivel on yontif. Ask the Gemara of Imisa Nigzah Hataha. Why don't we say that just like something that became tamei with avatom on erev yontif, we can't be toivel. We should not be allowed to be toivel something that's only tamei with a vladatoma, even if it became tamei in erev yontif. Answers the Gemara. Vladatoma heich mishkachsla. Where do we find the situation of vladatoma? Gabe kahanim. Because as we said, something that becomes tamei with a vladatoma, with a rishon l'tuma, vladatoma is a rishon l'tuma, doesn't affect chulin. It only affects truman kachim. It only affects kahanim. Kahanim's reason hain. So there are two ways of understanding this. One way is kahanim's reason hain. Kahanim are careful. And we know that kahanim will not come to carry. Or, since kahanim are his reason, so it's a milsad l'shchicha that something of theirs should become tamei, and we don't have to worry, as we said, number of times, milsad l'shchicha legos b'rabban. So the Mefarshim ask, Akasha. Here we're saying, that if something only became tamei with a vlada tuma, which is a tuma de rabbanon for chulin, even if it became tamei from before yontif, We could be Mekel and be Tovel it on Shabbos Yontif. Why? Because it's only the Rabbonim. So the Achroidim asked, we learned the Gemara earlier, Chalas Chutzlarts, the Chiv to take off Chala on a dough made in Chutzlarts is only the Rabbonim. Yet we learned the Mishnah and we spent a lot of time in the Gemara. Let's say somebody made a Chala, prepared a dough on Erev Yontif. The halacha is, if he didn't take off Chala Erev Yontif, he may not take off on Yontif. Why? It's only the Rabbonin. Chalas Chutzlarts is the Rabbonin. And our Gemara is teaching us that by a Drabbonin, we could be Mekel. So I saw three terutzim. One terutz is that Chalas Chutzlarts, when somebody goes in his mafish Chala, it's much more noticeable what you're accomplishing. We started with a whole dough, and you take off a piece. However, when somebody takes a keli and puts it into the mikveh, his action is not that noticeable. That's why we have to be more machma by chala than by tefillah. Another teretz is that chalas chutzlarts, although it's only a drabonin, it has makar in the Torah. However, vlad atoma by chulin has no makar in the Torah. And that's why we have to be more stringent by chala. Another teretz is that when we learned the sugya of not being allowed to take chala on Yontif, we said there are two reasons. One reason is that's tikkun, which is similar as putting something into the mikveh. You're being misakin it, you're making it from tamei tahor, you're making it from something you may not eat, from tevel to not tevel. But there's another reason. When you take challah, it looks like you're being magdish something on Shabbos Yontif, on Yontif. That is only passable by challah. It's not passable by something you put into the mikveh. That's why we're more machmer by chala, even by chalas chutzlarts, which is drabonon, versus vladatoma, which is also only a drabonon. Damrav Toshma, Damrav Chibarashi, Amar Rav, Nidish Ein LeBegodim. We know that if a woman is a Nidish, she has to go to the mikveh. Now, when we think of a Nidah going to the mikveh, we think that she should be able to have relations with her husband. In those times, there was another aspect to a Nidah going to the mikveh. She should be able to become Tahar, a Nidah's Tamei. And now she becomes tahar. Says the Gemara, neither she'en lebegodim. Let's say she doesn't have any begodim tahirim. And if she doesn't have any begodim tahirim, she'll become tahar by going to the mikveh, and she'll right away become tamei by putting on the tamei clothing. The halacha is maremes v'tavel begadel. She's allowed to go into the mikveh wearing her clothing. The Mefarshim explained with speaking about a woman who's wearing loose-fitting garments, so they're not a chatzitza. Ask the Gemara, Vim Isa Nigza Demoslat Bui Banayu, if we're saying that we make Xeris, why don't we make a Xeris that the woman may go into the mikveh, may take her garments and put it right into the mikveh? Answers the Gemara, Shani Hossam, Vitash Lai Hutrula El Yedei Malbush, how are we letting her immerse her begodim? By wearing them. Zuchurihi shall remember. So the Mefarshim ask, Tosfos right away asks the question, why is this not called kibbutz? She's washing her clothing when she goes into the mikveh. So Tosfos says, this is not the way you wash clothing. If you want to have your suit cleaned, you don't walk into a pool of water with your suit on. Another teretz is kibbutz is only passable on a malbush, on a garment that's dirty. Here we're not dealing with a dirty garment. It's perfectly clean, so there's no issue of kibbutz. But the Rishonim ask, why are we not concerned about schita? That she'll come out of the mikveh, her garments are soaking wet, why are we not concerned that she'll wring them out from the water? So some Mefarshim say that because it's a Dvar Mitzvah, Chazal will make her. Another Teretz, which fits right into the Gemara, she had to go into a mikveh wearing her clothing. So this is a very extraordinary situation. That will serve a reminder that she should not do Schita, that it's a unique situation, that it's Shabbos, and she had to go to the mikveh this way. Rabbi Yosef Omer, Gzerim Shem Schita. Rabbi Yosef goes back to our Mishnah. He says, why are we not allowed to be Toivel or Keli on Yontif? On Shabbos? Because we may do Schita. Ask the Gemara, Amle Abaye, Tenech Keli, and Dibnei Schita Nunu. On a garment, as we just said, Schita is passable. Keli, the Labnei Schita Nunu. What happens if you have to be Toivel a pat, a dish? There's no Schita on them. Mayakal Memu, what will you say there? Answers the Gemara, Amalek Zera Hani Otahani. Chazal made a Zera that even something where Schita is not possible should be Osir, because we shouldn't come to be Toivel, something where Schita is possible. Eisei Kol Hani Tiyofta. So the Gemara repeats all the questions, doesn't go into it, but understands that we can ask, do we make Gzeira L'Gzeira? V'shani L'Kadashninan, sometimes we do make Gzeira, sometimes we don't. Rabbi Bi'am, a different reason. Gzeira Shema Yisha. The concern is that a person, we know that during the week everybody's busy. Yontif, people have more time. So if the halach will be that you could be Toivel Akeli on Yontif, we're concerned that you're going to save Toivel to immerse all your Kalim on Yontif. And as Taisvus explains, we don't want you to have Tomei Kalim at home, because you may come to use them. So we say that you can't Toivel them on Yontif, you'll Toivel them immediately. Ask Taisvus, so why by the person, according to Beis Hillel, may go to the mikveh on Yontif? Why don't we say the same Gzeir Shema Yisha? So Taisvus says, a person never wants to stay in the status of Tumah. So a person, as soon as he can go to the mikveh, will go. On his Kalim, he's not in such a rush. This plate is Tumah, I have other plates. That's why we make a Gzeir on Kalim, we don't make a Gzeir on people. Tanik Avosid Rabbi, and we learned in a Brice like Rabbi. Kali Shinit Mabar of Yontif, a Kali that becomes Tumah of Yontif, Amit Bilan Isabi Yontif, Gzeir Shema Yisha. Rav Oma, Rav gives a different reason. If you put something into the mikveh, it looks like you're fixing it. It was tameh and you made it tahar. Ask the Gemara, Yochi Adam Nami. So then a person should not be allowed to go to the mikveh. We just finished explaining that a person may go to the mikveh, but a person also looks like he's becoming tahar. Answers the Gemara, Adam Nira Kameker. When a person goes to the mikveh, it doesn't look like he's going to be matar himself. It looks like he's going to cool himself off his hat. Ask the Gemara, Ha Tainach Mayim Yofim. If a person goes to clean mikveh, you could say that he's going to clean himself off, just to cool himself off. Mayim Roim, but if the mikveh is not clean, Mayikal Mayim, nobody goes to cool himself off, ask the Gemara, in a non-clean mikveh. Amrav Nechem answers the Gemara, Amrav Nechem by Yitzchak, Pam Sh'odim Bo, the sheriff. Sometimes it's a very hot day, and the person, Roichetz Afil B'mei Mishra, he'll even wash himself in water in which linen is soaking, which throughout Shas, that's considered very putrid water. Still, the person's too hot, he has nowhere else to go. Ask the Martana by Maisachama. In the summer, a person can get very hot, and he needs to cool himself off. But Maisach Gishami Maikulamemba, what are you going to say in the winter? Nobody gets hot in the winter. Answers the Gemara. Even in the winter, you may have to cool yourself off. Because Amar Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, Pam Shadam Bomen Asadam Aluchlik Betita Betsoya. Sometimes a person comes home from work, and they used to work in the field, especially in the winter where there's a lot of mud, and he comes home dirty, V'roichitz, and he has to wash himself, Afil B'mayis HaGishamim. And that's why when somebody goes to the mikveh, when it's a person going to the mikveh, it doesn't look like he's being masakin himself, it looks near a kamaker. Ask Ramosha. He says, fine, everybody who sees me going to the mikveh, especially in the summer, but even in the winter, will think that I'm not going because I'm tamei and I want to be matar myself. He thinks I want to cool myself off. But I know the truth. I know that I'm going to the mikveh because I'm tamei and I want to become tahar. So what am I going to say for myself? Nira kameka for the rest of the world. But nira kameka can't help for yourself when you know the truth. So Rav Moshe says a very big yesod in the sugya. Rav Moshe says, once Chazal said that you're allowed to go to the mikveh on Shabbos because it's near a kameker, therefore, even when you know it's not the maker, Chazal said everybody's allowed to go to the mikveh on Shabbos. And the Noida Behuda uses the same concept. He says, and what's going to be if the mikveh is a hot mikveh? On a cold mikveh, says the Noida Behuda, it's near a kameker. You're hot, you need to cool yourself off. And what are you going to say in a cold and a hot mikveh? It would follow the line of reasoning of the Gemara, says the Noida Behuda. A person should only be allowed to use a cold mikveh on Shabbos. Yes, we know at least a lukewarm mikveh, if it's not warmed up, if it's warmed up in a mutter degree way, you're allowed to use. Why? So again, the same teretz. Because once Chazal said that a mikveh may be used, then we don't have to have it's a situation that it's near a kameka. The mikveh became mutter to be used. Says, but now comes along the Trumas Hadeshin and says, what our Gemara is teaching us, the why may someone use a mikveh on Shabbos? Because it's near a kameker. It looks like you're cooling yourself off. Ask the Trumas Hadeshin, we are noig like the Maril. The remark quotes the Maril that we don't wash ourselves on Shabbos, even in cold water. So if somebody goes into the mikveh in our world on Shabbos, it's not near a kamaker. Because nobody's you're not allowed to wash yourself on Shabbos. We don't take showers or baths on Shabbos. So now, how are we allowed to go to the mikveh on Shabbos? And that's the basis for the famous Gra, that the Gra didn't allow, the Bialocha quotes the Gra, that said you're not allowed to go to the mikveh. How do we go to the mikveh? So the Bialocha explains beautifully. What's the reason the Gemara is saying that you're not allowed to go to the mikveh? A male is not allowed to go to the mikveh, because it's near a kamasakin. Till now it was Tomei. I go to the mikveh, I'm making myself Tahor. Why? How does a person become Tomei? Because there's a concept of Tefillas Ezra. That a person has an emission. Ezra said, you're not allowed to learn, you're not allowed to daven, until you go to the mikveh. But nowadays, the Gemara says in Masechta Brachos, there is no Tefillas Ezra. So the person's not Tomei anyway. So if the person's not Tomei, there's no concern of going to the mikveh. He's not being misaken himself. He wasn't Tomei in the first place because they were vatal Tefillas Ezra. Continues to be Halacha discussing. That's fine for the person who goes to the mikveh because he had an emission, and he's makpid on Tefillas Ezra. But what about a person that goes to the mikveh even when he doesn't have Hatzah Zera? He goes to the mikveh every day, every Shabbos. Is he allowed to go? So the Bi Halacha is not clear. But we know the Chassidish HaPaiskim were all very makel. Why? Because they said that going to the mikveh is Tosfos Kedusha. Why does a person go to the mikveh even when he's not Tomei? Because it brings a certain level of Kedusha to the person. Especially if a person goes every day. So it's not Nira Kimasakin. Because if this person goes to the mikveh every day, you know that he didn't have an emission every day. It must be because that's his minig. And it's not Masakin. That's why, especially a person who goes to the mikveh every day, say the Paiskim, certainly may go on Shabbos, and it's not Nira Kimasakin, because he goes even when he doesn't need a tikkun. Says the Gemara, Tainach b'Shabbos. So in Shabbos, we could say that when somebody goes to the mikveh, he's going because he looks like he's cooling himself off. Ask the Gemara by Yom Kippur and Ma'ikol Meimah. On Yom Kippur, you're not allowed to wash yourself. We know that Rechitz is also on Yom Kippur. What are you going to say on Yom Kippur? Says the Gemara, Amar Rava, Mi'ikam Midah B'Shabbos Shari of Yom Kippur Asar. Can we have a situation that something is mutter on Shabbos and also on Yom Kippur? El Hoyel B'Shabbos Shari, if we just finished proving that you go to the mikveh on Shabbos, B'Yom Kippurim Nami Shari. Asks the Rajba, Yom Kippur, you're allowed to wash yourself. The halacha is, the Gemara says in Masechta Yuma, if somebody gets dirty, he's allowed to wash himself. So you could have said the same teretz on Yom Kippur, that since if you get dirty, you're allowed to wash yourself, that's why when a person goes to the mikveh, it looks like he's only washing off his dirt. Answers the Pnei Yeshua. On Yom Kippur, yes, the halacha is if you get dirty, you're allowed to wash yourself. What are you allowed to wash? Not a go take a whole shower or bath. You're only allowed to wash that area that gets dirty. Here you're going completely into the mikveh. So you can't use that concept. So Mefarshim make a very interesting observation. Here our Gemara is saying that we can't have that there should be a different din for Shabbos and Yom Kippur. If you're allowed to go to the mikveh on Shabbos, even if Al Pi Svar you shouldn't be allowed to go on Yom Kippur, we're going to say that you're allowed to. Ask the Mefarshim. We learned on the first blot of this Masechta, Rav Shimon is Mekel and Hilchas Muksa on Shabbos, but on Yontif, he's Machmer. So ask Mefarshim, here we say that Shabbos and Yom Kippur have to have the same din. And there we see that Shabbos and Yontif don't have to have the same din. We could be Machmer on Yontif and Muksa, and not on Shabbos. Don't they have the same din? So Mefarshim answer, the similarity between Shabbos and Yom Kippur is greater than the similarity between Yontif and Shabbos. And that's why Shabbos and Yom Kippur have to have the same din, and Yom Kippur and Yontif and Shabbos do not necessarily have to have the same din. Ask the Gemara, Mi is Leila Rebbe Choyel, does Rava subscribe to this concept of Choyel since? They were saying since it's Mutter on Shabbos, it must be Mutter on Yontif, but Nan. Ask the Gemara, it says in Mishnah Masechta Shabbos. We know, we discussed this many times, on Shabbos, we're not allowed to do a refuah. Exer because of shchikas samimonim. In ancient times, if somebody had a toothache, they used to gargle with vinegar. Says the Mishnah, hachoshish b'shinov, lo yigamei ben esachaymetz. If somebody has a toothache, he shouldn't gargle with vinegar. Ametabu kedarkoi, he could use the vinegar as a dip when he's eating. Nisrapa. And if that helps him, wonderful. For a minute along, we asked the question on this Mishnah. It says, Layungameyo pilot. You're not allowed to swallow and then expel the vinegar. Amgameyo bailey. You're allowed to swallow it. So here it says you're not allowed to, and here it says you are allowed to. Vamabaya. Kit na nami masnisen. When our Mishnah said that you're not allowed to, Megameya Palaitanan. It's only referring if you're going to expel it. If you're going to swallow it, the Mishnah says it's fine. Rav says, I feel metam Megameya Baleya. The Mishnah is even speaking about a case where you swallow the vinegar. We have a contradiction. Here it says you're not allowed to swallow. Here it says you are allowed to swallow. V'loy kasha. Can't kind of table. They used to use the vinegar as a dip before the meal. It was like some sort of an appetizer. So before the meal, you're allowed to swallow because it doesn't look like you're doing it for a fool. It looks like it's part of your meal. Can't lachatibel. Here, it's after the meal, after you're ready, in the middle of the meal. There, if you take the vinegar, it looks like you're doing it for a fool, not as part of the meal. Ask the Gemara, Vim Isa, if Ravad, as we just said, subscribes to the concept of hoyol, one, we say, name a hoyol, the koidim tibul shari, that you're allowed to swallow the vinegar at the beginning of the meal, we should say, lacha tibul nami shari, and say that Rava, if he subscribes to hoyol, should say if something's mutter before the meal, it should also be mutter after the meal, just like we're saying if something's mutter on Shabbos, it's mutter on Yom Kippur. If Rava doesn't say it, obviously he doesn't subscribe to the concept of hoyol. Answers the Gemara, hadbe Rava mehi. Rava doesn't agree to that teretz. He says a bias teretz. Because Rava subscribes now to the concept of hoyol. Ask the Gemara, what tells you that Rava regretted that teretz? Because he agrees to the concept of hoyol. Maybe he regretted from this psak. And he will say that even though on Shabbos you could go to the mikveh, on Yom Kippur you can't because he doesn't agree to hoyol. Says the Gemara, lois al kedaitach. It doesn't make sense that Rava doesn't agree to the concept of hoyol, because there's a braisa that says, Kol chai v'tfilas toivon kedarkon, whoever needs to go to the mikveh may go, bei metisha ba bei Yom Kippurim. So the Mishnah says clearly that you're allowed to go on Yom Kippur. So ask Taisus, we learned three other reasons in Pshat and our Mishnah. We learned Shema Yisha, we learned Shema Yavirena, we learned, what do you call it, Tzchita. So maybe Rava doesn't agree to the concept of Mesakin. Maybe he holds one of the other Terutzim. And we don't have any contradiction. So Taisus says, whatever we'll say about Rava, we can't say that he was Chayzer, that he regretted Shem Yisakin. Rava says that that's Pshat in the Mishnah. The words of the Mishnah are, you're not allowed to do Tefillah under certain circumstances, Shabbos, Yontif, cause of Tikkun. So that we can't have Rava changing from. Here we just learned the Braisa, that in Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur, you're allowed to go to the mikveh. Says Taisus, and this goes back to something we spoke about earlier, that was only in their world. That part of the purpose of going to the mikveh was to become tahor. So we don't want the person to remain tamei. In our world, that the woman goes to the mikveh only that she be able to have relations with her husband. Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av, anyway, not allowed to have relations. So that's why you can't go to the mikveh on Yom Kippur or Tisha B'Av. You do the preparations, Erev Yom Kippur and Erev Tisha B'Av, and go Matzah Yom Kippur, Matzah Tisha B'Av. The same halacha, Rachman al Tzlan, applies if a woman is in Avelis. She's not allowed to have relations, so she's not allowed to go to the mikveh. Only after the Avelis could she go to the mikveh. There's no reason to let her go to the mikveh when she's by Avelis. There is a question that comes up as we finish this sugya. What's the halacha if somebody buys a new keli? Somebody buys a new pat, or new dishes, or glasses, are you allowed to be toivel them on Shabbos or on Yom Tov? So the Rosh discusses the Shaila. It says it really depends on what reason we have in our Gemara. If the reason is Shem Yavarena, so that concern exists on Kalim. If the concern is Schita, there is no concern of Schita on a keli. If the concern is, and you don't have to be toivel, only pots, pans, glasses, so there's no schita. If the concern is Shema Yisha, also doesn't apply. Because the halacha is if somebody cooked food in a keli that wasn't toivel, the food is not asr. And if the issue is Shema Yisakein, it does apply. So two of the reasons apply, and two of the reasons don't apply. The Mishnah Berurah says la halacha. Of course, lechatchila somebody should not be tivel a dish on Yontav and Shabbos. Lechatchila, he says on Shabbos, even in a b'di'evit situation, you should not be tivel. On Yontav, if you really need this pot or this dish, as you have guests, or you need it to cook, on Yontav the Mishnah Berurah b'di'evit is mekel. That is the discussion. The Magen Avraham says perhaps you shouldn't make a bracha. Because if you make a bracha, it's much more obvious that you're doing it l'taken, and it should be aser. But the Mishnah Berurah says that even though the Magen Avraham says not to make a bracha, our minig is that if you are being toivel a dish on Yontif, or if a woman goes to the mikvah on Shabbos or Yontif, our minig is that they do make the bracha. Continues the Gemara. The Shavin, we learned in the Mishnah that everybody agrees, Shemashikin Samayim B'Kli Evin, that if we have a stone keli, we could do hashaka. And Tysus points out, we can't use a wood keli. Tysus has a beautiful reason. Because the water here is tamei. If I'm going to put this water into a wood keli, the keli become tamei. And we learned in the Mishnah that a tamei keli, we can't be tivel on Yontif, Shabbos. So that's why we have to specifically use a wood keli that's not mekabel tumah. Charis or Evan? Charis is not Charis. Evan. Evan is not Makabal Tamei. Nay, my Avaloi Matbilin. What does it mean in Alam Matbilin? Om Shmuel, A Matbilin is a Keli al Gabba Maimov Latara Biyontif. You're not allowed to take a Tamei to a Keli and do a Shaka, and by doing that Shaka, being Matara the Keli. Ask the Gemara, Mani Masnisen. Who is the Tan of our Mishnah? It seems that it's Loi Rebbe Veloi Rabbanim. The Tanya, it says in a Braisa, Eimat Bilim as a Keli al Gab Maim, name of a Taroi. We're not allowed to, as we just said, take a Tomei Diga Keli, fill it up with water to do Ashoka, and by the way, be Matar, do Tfil on the Keli. Veim Ashikin as a Maim, Bekli Evin Lataron. Hashoka is also Asr. Devei Rebbe. So this doesn't work with our Mishnah, because in our Mishnah says, Hashoka is permitted. Vecham Maimrim, Matbilim al Keli al Gab Maim, Lataroi. The Chum say that both Hashaka and Tefillah are Mutter. Our Mishnah said that only Hashaka is Mutter. So explain the Gemara. E Rebbe Kasha Hashaka. Our Mishnah said Hashaka is Mutter. Rebbe says Hashaka is Asur. E Rabbanon Kasha Hatbola. That our Mishnah says Hatbola is Asur, and Rabbanon holds Hatbola is Mutter. Answers the Gemara. E by same Rebbe. There's a way of reconciling our Mishnah and the Braisa that our Mishnah could be with Rebbe. Could coincide with Rebbe Shita, Ibais Aim Rabbanan, and we could reconcile that our Mishnah will follow the Rabbanan Shita. Ibais Aim Reish the Brais to Beyontif. The beginning of the Brais, the Rebbe says, you're not allowed to do Hatbala, is speaking on Yontif, and our Mishnah agrees that Hatbala is Asr. The Sefer, that said Hashok is also Asr, is referring to Shabbos. Shabbos, we agreed Hashok is Asr. The Kulam Asnitsin, our Mishnah is talking about Yontif. So therefore, Rebbe, when he says Ein Matbilin, is talking about Yontif, and our Mishnah is also talking about Yontif, and they both agree on Yontif, you can't do Atbala. Rebbe, when he says Hashok is prohibited, is talking about Shabbos, our Mishnah that permits it, is talking about Yontif. Vibay Seima, another way, is Ibay Seima Rabbanan, the Kulam Asnitsin B'Shabbos. Our Mishnah is talking about Shabbos, and the Rabbanan will tell us, on Shabbos, Hashok is Mutter, Tefillah is Asr. The Braisa with Rabbanan are teaching us that both Hashok and Tefillah are Mutter, are talking on Yontif, and there they make that not only is Hashok Mutter, but even Tefillah, if you're doing Hashok on the water, and you do the Hashok with a Tamei Diga Keli, it will be Mutter.